Exponential smoothing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines exponential smoothing forecast as follows. A type of weighted moving average forecasting technique in which past observations are geometrically discounted according to their age. The heaviest weight is assigned to the most recent data. The smoothing is termed exponential because data points are weighted in accordance with an exponential function of their age. The technique makes use of a smoothing constant to apply to the difference between the most recent forecast and the critical sales data, thus avoiding the necessity of carrying historical sales data. The approach can be used for data that exhibits no trend or seasonal patterns. Higher-order exponential smoothing models can be used for data with either or both trend and seasonality. The basic formula for exponential smoothing is: exponential smoothing abandons the averaging of multiple periods, but it does involve weighting. It gives more weight to the most recent demand information because it is based on three things: the last period's actual demand, the last period's forecast result, and a smoothing constant called alpha, alpha. Alpha is a number between 0.0 and 1.0 that is basically a percentage weighting where 1 equals 100%. It determines how much to weight the prior actual demand versus the forecast demand. It is also sometimes called a smoothing constant because it is used to smooth out random variation to a specific degree. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines smoothing constant, also known as smoothing factor or alpha factor, as follows. In exponential smoothing, the weighting factor that is applied to the most recent demand, observation, or error. In this case, the error is defined as the difference between actual demand and the forecast for the most recent period. The weighting factor is represented by the symbol alpha. Theoretically, the range of alpha is 0.0 to 1. This constant smooths out the random or irregular spikes or dips in actual demand by placing more weight on the prior forecast. Most organizations select a smoothing constant between 0.05 and 0.5. Others set the upper limit closer to 0.3. A constant of 0.05 gives minimal weight to the preceding period's actual demand, while 0.5 equally weights the actual and forecast results. The constant value is selected by experience, trial and error, and testing against historical data. An example of exponential smoothing is shown below. It uses the example of 14 units of December of year 3 demand and assumes a smoothing constant of 0.3 in a prior period, the seasonalized exponential forecast of 16.2 units. Using this equation produces a weighted average of previous results. A constant of 0.3 puts 30% of the weight on the last period's demand and 70% on the last period's forecast. Multiplying the deseasonalized data by the given period's seasonal index results in the actual forecast values for each month or other period of the forecast. For example, the January year 4 exponential smoothing forecast of 15.54 units would be reseasonalized by multiplying it by 2.214, the January seasonal index, resulting in a forecast of 34.4 units, which might then be rounded up to 35 units, since a partial unit cannot be produced. The exponential smoothing method is often used because of its flexibility and low cost. Organizations use this method when they want to minimize the lag that exists when trends shift, but like all time series models, it cannot eliminate this lag. The lower the alpha is, less weight is put on actual demand. The more exponential smoothing will smooth out random variation, but it will also lag a trend more and vice versa. An alpha of 0.2 will put 20% of the weight on actual demand and 80% on the forecast, reflecting the impact of actual demand less than the 0.3 version. If the last period had a spike in demand due to a promotion that was very successful, the 0.2 alpha forecast will not reflect this spike as much as the 0.3 version. However, maybe that spike was actually not temporary and people will start buying more of the product even after the ad campaign finishes. This would be a change in a trend if it is sustained over multiple periods, which is why placing less weight on actual demand, lower alpha values, increases lags in trend. To follow a trend more closely but smooth random variation less, a higher alpha would be used. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines several types of exponential smoothing as follows. Adaptive smoothing. A form of exponential smoothing in which the smoothing constant is automatically adjusted as a function of forecast error measurement. First-order smoothing or single exponential smoothing. 1. A single exponential smoothing. 2. A weighted moving average approach that is applied to forecasting problems in which the data does not exhibit significant trend or seasonal patterns. Second-order smoothing or double smoothing. A method of exponential smoothing for trend situations that employs two previously computed averages, the singly and doubly smoothed values, to extrapolate into the future. Commercial door manufacturers' exponential smoothing. Exhibit 3-35 shows the results of exponential smoothing for the commercial door manufacturer. It applies exponential smoothing both to historical data plus the Y4 Q1 forecast. The exhibit shows the results of using both 0.3 and 0.1 smoothing constants. Exhibit 3-35, exponential smoothing with 0.3 and 0.1 alpha. Note that exponential smoothing requires a prior actual and a prior forecast, so the 1032 unit deseasonalized forecast for Y1 Q1 is supplied here, rather than being calculated. Here's how the Y4 Q1 forecasts were calculated. Note that an additional decimal place is shown in the exp 0.1 version so as to round to the correct answer. All of the other historical test forecasts were similarly calculated. Choosing the right alpha can make a big difference in forecast accuracy, and often the right one is found by running simulations with different alphas or by using trial and error. Both the automated and manual methods compare the forecast against actual results over time to find the best alpha. An advantage of using a smoothing constant that is basically a percentage is that it can be fine-tuned, such as by selecting an alpha of 0.145. It could also be adjusted to account for known temporary events or other one-time dips or spikes in the data.